Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now has a review of what's going on at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Normally, he counts down the list of the top 10 stories, topics, if you will, issues of the week that are a big part of the news talk radio world and the people that are being discussed in connection with those stories, for the most part. But because this week is the sort of semi-annual Talkers Convention, Michael holds one through the auspices of Talkers.com in New York in June, and then in October, the tradition has become having a convention, a group, a day-long session, if you will, in Los Angeles at the Steve Allen Theater. I've made my way to it every year. We were talking about this. I think I'm the only one, you can correct me if I'm wrong, who has been to every single convention that you've ever done, every single gathering that you've ever done.
Yeah, you are. You are, and I got to tell you something, that alone is an amazing accomplishment. I haven't said this in a long time, and I think it's fair saying now, that one of the things about you, Doug, that a lot of people who listen to you may not know is that you really are a great member of the broadcasting community. Not only have you accomplished so much as a broadcaster on the air in terms of your listeners and your accomplishments as a broadcaster, but in the community of broadcasters, you are somebody who everybody knows and everybody likes, and you have done so much to help your fellow broadcaster. I used to say that a lot. I haven't said it in a while. You're always there to give a hand to an up-and-comer, to give advice to somebody who might be on hard times, and you have a lot to share in terms of your business acumen, because you are not only a top talk show host, but you're also a person who is an independent broadcaster. You create jobs for people. You have people that work with you and for you. And you are always reinventing the model, the business model, that so many broadcasters today are trying to learn, because it's a tough business out there when you work for a radio station, which is the old business model. So I want to salute you here and let your listeners know that there's this whole other side of you.
I appreciate that. I should go on Survivor. We should have a separate show for Survivor and radio.
people don't realize what a tough business traditional media is today. People who are in the newspaper business, people who are in the magazine business, people who are in television. It's a very difficult time, and I'm not crying the blues. It's also challenging, and there's a lot of opportunity.
You got to move around. That's really one of the things that you have to address. And when we get together in these sessions like we've had this week, the focus oftentimes, you started it by calling, first it was the Talkers Convention, and then it was talk radio, and then it became the new media seminar. And so now it's exploded, because not only do we have many more means of distribution, but people are listening in a different way. They do it on demand, especially the younger people who want to hear what's going on. They're not listening when we're live on the air. They're listening. They're downloading it and listening to it when they want to.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you're touching upon one of the major changes that this new generation called the millennials are, really, really the foundation of, and that is listening on demand is the new model. You hear about people doing binge watching. They watch television shows over a weekend. They watch a whole season because on demand is changing the sociology of how we consume media. And the idea that you have to have an appointment and you have to listen to it live, and that the networks and the stations and the broadcasters dictate the schedule of listening, has changed. And this is not just in radio. This is really impacting television, but it's impacting movies. People, look at how quickly a movie goes from being in theaters and first run theater movies to being available in your home. Like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
A month? Do you remember back, in the day, it would be a year or two before a movie made its way to its network television premiere.
Yeah.
And you'd have to watch 800 commercials, and the sex scenes were cut out.
Yeah.
It's a very different world. And you know what else? It's changing every minute. Mm-hmm. It's not just a different world. It's a series of different worlds. 1 year from now, things will be as different as it took 10 years back, say, in the 70s or 80s, for evolution to transpire.
It really is amazing, and it's sort of like the Brave New World. Remember that book by Aldous Huxley that we all had to read when we were in college? I don't know if people have to still read that or not, but I know that it sort of encapsulates what we all are finding. And the Brave New World changed with generations. Now the Brave New World changes every day. It's like, yo, what's today's reality? And it really is. Technology changes so fast. Knowledge changes so quickly. I mean, think about the average talk show host and what he or she does to prepare. I have three screens in front of me right now. One of them has your picture on it. One of it has email from people who are sending me information. One of it has screens has the news of the day on it. And so I'm continually, instead of, I have piles of paper everywhere too, but it used to be I just had piles of paper everywhere. Now I got piles of paper everywhere and all this other information that is immediate. And the biggest challenge, or maybe the biggest fun, is trying to figure out what is right and what is not right. And then maybe you don't pay attention to that. You just say, according to this source or that source, so that you don't, you know, I mean, I don't mind if I get it wrong. It's usually not a life and death matter. I mean, the serious stuff you got to get right once in a while. You know, we're as fallible or infallible as the sources, and we all know that the sources.
I think the key is to admit when you're wrong, to admit it. We have two types of media people today, and two types of politicians. The ones that will never admit they're wrong. All they seek is victory. They will prove their point even if they know they're wrong. They want it to seem that they're right. And then the people who seek the truth, who have no problem admitting that they were wrong, or here's a correction of what I told you, I'm sorry, but, you know, it was wrong. Those are the two camps in dealing with the fact that there's a lot of misinformation flying around as one of the downsides of this highly wired and communicated world. But there's so much information that some of it has to be false. There's also this rush to get it out first as opposed to right. And in that effort, a lot of major institutions that we used to look at as the foundations of journalism, they're not so, shall we say, righteous. They're not so proud of getting it right. They want to be first. They want to sell, you know, advertising. They want the prestige. And they put things out that they hear. And the follow the leader mentality is frightening in the media. The follow the leader mentality of, oh my gosh, so-and-so has it. It must be true.
Yeah, right.
Or let's get it out there. Yeah. And then because of attention deficit disorder, which is a plague on our society right now, we figure, okay, we don't have to correct this. No one will remember that we said it.
Yeah.
Which I'm laughing because it's almost funny, but it's not. People don't remember a damn thing anymore. And this goes right down to our personal lives. Have you found that you can have conversations with people today, make plans, talk about the future, and the next time you see the people 2 days, 3 days later, they don't remember they said this to you? It's like nothing sticks. And that's a problem.
Well, the interesting thing that I think also, well, let's pause for a second here. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here. We're talking about the concepts that surround the news talk radio industry. I have one more point that I want to make with you in a moment. Stand by for that. This is the weekly and weekend talk radio countdown show.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List for hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app. Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com as we conclude our conversation this week. As we've been focusing on the way the information is delivered, the way the hosts are delivering, the way the program is delivered. A lot of times, especially with some of the shows, more, I guess, Laura Ingraham comes to mind, Sean Hannity comes to mind. I think that Mark Levin also has his program delayed a lot. That is, when they are actually live, some stations will record them and play them back later. And that sort of speaks to what we were talking about before, how, you know, some people are downloading these things and playing them whenever. They kind of lose their relevance. At least this business loses its relevance if it isn't used live. Isn't it for the most part, Michael?
If in fact, it's traditional news talk, where you're taking calls, where the listener knows they have the chance to call in if they want to, or somebody else is calling in that may reflect what they're thinking, and if it's based upon the news of the moment, because stories change. In journalism, they call it moving the story forward, and the story is constantly moving forward. So if your show is on 6 hours later, or 8 hours later, or even 4 hours later, it can lose its relevance, it can lose its magic. On the other hand, shows that deal with traditional values, that deal with human interest stories, that are not absolute pure news talk, they can last for days, weeks, months.
Yeah.
And that type of thing, it works well.
So there's an overview, a lot of insight. Every week when Michael is here, I try to get him, after we talk about the main issues, I try to talk to him for 4 or 5 minutes as part of our get-together, as part of the understanding that people have of this media, because it's so unique, it's so different, it's so special, that it requires a lot of interpretation sometimes. It's like a lot of other things in life. You, when you find out what's going on behind the scenes, like sausage, maybe you won't like it so much. In this case, people are fascinated with the details of the ongoing lives sometimes of these people, although I think that's one of the things. We become personal. We're personalities. We become personally involved, not private, but personally involved sometimes with the folks who are supportive of us. And I think that's A-okay because it shows people's attention and interest in what's going on. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. You can go to Talkers.com every day to find out the latest headlines that are affecting the news talk radio world, courtesy of Michael and his crew. That's at Talkers.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio, the Hot Hit List, the Talk Radio Countdown. Number one this week, the government shutdown. Here's, Chris Baker on his program talking to Congressman Lee Terry of Nebraska, who has said that he would have his paycheck withheld until the shutdown is over.
I got to tell you, I strongly disagree with this not take your pay deal.
Well, I appreciate that, but the reality is I think in leadership, sometimes you have to put yourself in a position that's equal to the others, especially when you are representing them. So that's what I should have done in the first place.
Well, so how long are you going to go without a paycheck?
Well, that's the point of it, is we don't know. And I think being in the same position and that the furloughed employees are hopefully makes it so that we will be more earnest in our efforts here. And I'm not sure there's a lot of earnesty occurring out here.
Well, what I don't understand is that you came on the show last week and you pointed out accurately, and may I say brilliantly, that the administration was breaking the law by furloughing the off-it workers.
Yep.
The media chose to ignore that piece of information and went after you on the bedwetting. This is my term, by the way. This bedwetting. Okay. Oh, you need to take a paycheck while the other people don't get a paycheck. I really saw an extreme opening to point out the flaws with this legislation, the flaws with the way they're governing, and instead we got a, well, I'm just going to give up my paycheck. I got to tell you, Congressman, I'm floored.
Well, but frankly, I do think it was the right thing, and I'm glad you brought up the illegal furloughs, because finally, over the weekend, and I think some of it, a lot of it was because of the efforts that I started. You know, when we were getting stories into Breitbart and some others, it started to raise some national awareness, not only from your show, but nationally. And this is the one area that we've seen the White House start walking back something. And over the weekend, they're allowing the furloughed, the military, the civilian furloughs in our military to start work back today and tomorrow.
So, Congressman, I noticed Tom Harkin, that moonbat out of Iowa, he didn't flinch one bit. Of course, he's not up for re-election.
No.
But he didn't flinch at all when they said, so are you still taking a paycheck? Yep, sure am. I'm going to work. I'm taking my paycheck.
Yeah.
Do you think that this somehow makes it appear as if Republicans are now doing something wrong?
Oh, I don't. I think that's been a consistent message in the press.
Yeah, but I mean, in reality, the press is, they're moonbats. They're out of touch. I mean, doesn't it make it sound like the position of Republicans in this grand debate
Yep.
I mean, doesn't it make it look as though you're admitting, yeah, we're doing something wrong, and yeah, we're doing something horrible, so we're going to kind of punish ourselves?
No. I wouldn't say that, but there's a lot of requests for us to engage in self-flagellation here, but this is one where, frankly, if we're holding their paycheck, then we should have ours too. We should be in that same position because technically I am a federal employee, and the only federal employees that are getting special attention by getting a paycheck on time are those that are in different branches of government, and government and Congress is a different branch, although my employees aren't getting their paychecks.
The government shutdown, most talked about item this week in the world of talk radio. So let's recap number 10 to number 1, Redskins name controversy at 10, e-cigarette regulation number 9, Minneapolis TSA mess number 8, number 7, New York City road rage case, number 6, the Janet Yellen nomination to the Fed, number 5, the terror raids in Africa last weekend, number 4, what's happening in Syria this week, number 3, the discussion of health care, number 2, the discussion of default, number 1, the government shutdown, here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. We have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's the Talk Radio review for the week ending Friday, the 11th of October. And as you know, if you're an affiliated mind to this program, we review the top 10 talk hits determined by the folks at talkers.com, which is the big publication, big convention going on in Los Angeles this week, and read all about it at talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations along with the producers of this program every week to determine the list. Number one this week, the government shutdown. Here's Teresa in Idaho, thinks we deserve better.
I'm very disappointed in our government. My husband is a Korean veteran. He's on disability. And he was to go in for cancer surgery this next Wednesday. It's been canceled. And it was very, very important that he had that done. And I think it's a terrible thing of what our congresspeople are doing to us. The American people who want us to stand up and vote for them. And our country is too good to have these people that are in there right now.
888-302-3684. We're stuck on the shutdown for a few more minutes here as the focus on your calls. Is it the Tea Party? Who's, you want to find a person or a group to blame? Here's Larry in Ohio.
I think the Tea Party is going to have to straighten their act up. They're destroying what is left of our country. Now, as I understand it, when the Republicans took over in 2010, everything started happening. But in 2001, when Bush took over, there was a surplus. We had a balanced budget. Instead of putting the money onto the debt or doing something useful with, like a rainy day fund, we decided to pass out a couple bucks to everybody so that they feel a little good for a little while. Give big bucks to the top people. And then we decided to go to war, and we decided to give another tax cut. Then we decided to go to another war, another tax cut. Then we give them another Medicare Part D without paying for it. And then leaves office with a big debt and a financial crisis that's even worse than mine. And I think they're allowing too much power for that Cruz character, and he gets way too much space time. And I'm really embarrassed with Stable Ohio because of Mr. Boehner.
We're counting from number 1 to number 10, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Come and shut down number 1. Here are Richard Dixon and Congressman John Lebutier of New York talking about who wins and who doesn't here.
Right now, and I'm a little frustrated because ABC News, all of their reports are like, well, new polls show that more people are blaming these than those, and oh, more people are blaming the Republicans. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't you report what's actually happening and let people make up their own minds rather than telling people what they're supposed to think? What's your take on things?
Well, first of all, I think all of them are going to end up suffering, both Republicans and Democrats, conservatives, liberals, all bit. The whole thing looks so pathetic that from America's point of view, from the American people's point of view, they can't say that they're happy with anybody. You know, and that's only a week in. We're going to go at least another week, and then we're going to morph over to a stalemate over the debt ceiling, which Obama says he won't negotiate over, and the Republicans say we have to get some spending concessions before we'll agree to raise the debt ceiling. So we're headed for another week of this mess, and by the end of it, Richard, there will be no winners in this deal. Nobody will come out ahead at all. Nobody.
Is it possible that, because my theory is the longer you go with the government shut down, unless you're paying attention to all these just horror stories that CNN is telling, oh, this couple was supposed to get married on the National Mall, and they couldn't because it's closed, and, oh, this guy, he got furloughed, and it's a nut. You think, since they just called 400,000 back, literally 400,000 workers are furloughed as a result of that. That is 0.1% of the people who've been unemployed since this damn recession started.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to get too excited about it if you take it seriously. Is it possible at some point the American people are going to look around and go, you know, this government shutdown doesn't really seem to be affecting me much. What do they do exactly?
I think that's happened already. I mean, what we read is 83% of the federal government is functioning, even though we're in a shutdown.
Mm-hmm. 17%, one-sixth of the federal government is shut down. Wow.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Richard. In the week since it began, has it, that you know of, affected Richard Dixon's life in any way? I mean, at some point, it's going to affect us. I know it is. It's going to be Medicare or Medicaid reimbursements or somebody's not working that we need. But so far, I can't find anything in my life that is affected by this.
Here are Dave Bowes and Michael Medved talking about some of the criticism they've been getting for saying that the Republicans in the House have handled things badly by forcing a shutdown over health care.
When it comes to where you stake your battle, you choose your ground. And I think that there's some conflict within the grassroots of the conservative movement where people are getting angry at one another instead of focusing on actually making some gains. When you choose to fight, you also choose your ground. And when you have one, with the debt ceiling, Americans favored some kind of negotiation there by 2-1. And they didn't like the idea of a potential government shutdown by 3-1.
Right.
So it seems to me to be a no-brainer. If you can start from stronger ground, you would do so.
Well, that's.
And I don't think that I'm being anti-conservative movement or cruel to fellow conservatives by saying so.
I spoke to a very senior member of the House of Representatives Friday afternoon, basically expressing frustration at the fact that he thought that the House Republicans, led by Eric Cantor, the majority leader, had actually achieved a very workable plan to actually win the battle with President Obama. And it was centering it on the debt ceiling and going back to the Boehner rule, which people know about and understand and makes sense, which is, okay, we'll raise the debt ceiling, but in order for us to raise the debt ceiling, we have to continue to cut spending, and spending has to be cut dollar for dollar, the same as lowering the debt ceiling. It was that kind of argument, that kind of stand that got us the sequester, which has really helped with the budget. The problem was they were all set to do that when, literally, it's a handful of people. It was 12 U.S. senators out of 44. So one-third, less than, one-fourth of the Republicans in the Senate. 12 senators who basically had this idea, no, we have to defund Obamacare. Everybody said, okay, he's not going to defund Obamacare. It's not going to happen. He will never do it. There's not a chance in the world he's leaving as president. And by the way, I think that increasingly people are recognizing that's true. They've given it up. And this is the problem with the Republicans right now.
Well,
they need
to
get straight. It is off the table.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about it anymore. No. You know, I mean, basically, it's dropped. It's not going to be delayed. It's not going to be defunded. So now they're talking about a medical device tax. What they need to do is to figure out one thing that they can ask for. And maybe it's the medical device tax, but I don't think that's a smart idea. I think it's much smarter to focus on something like Keystone, something positive that people can understand. And basically focus on one thing. Okay, President Obama has to agree to this. Then we'll bring the government back, and then we'll finish the negotiations on the debt ceiling. And if they did that rather than, and this is really a problem, it's every day it's some kind of new demand of President Obama. And that weakens your position for negotiation.
The government shutdown, number one this week on your review of what's going on in the world of talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. 3 instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got 3 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Democrats controlling the Senate are planning to try to pass a standalone measure to increase the government's borrowing cap, challenging Republicans to a filibuster showdown that could unnerve financial markets. So let's go back to the discussions that we have monitored from various radio and television programs. For example, yesterday on The View, the ladies talked to a political analyst named Matthew Dowd about the continuing shutdown.
What the hell is going on in Washington right now? What the hell is going on?
Well, I think this is obviously, in my view, the Republicans have made a huge error in doing what they're doing on this particular issue since the president's health care already passed. We already had an election. It's already done. Get on with it.
It's all about punishing the Republicans trying to punish Obamacare.
Yeah, punish the president. I think there's two things in this. I think there's egos involved on both sides. And anytime you get in a fight, as we all know, in a relationship or whatever, egos rise. You forget what you're arguing over.
Right.
And at some point, somebody in time has to, like, cool it and say, look, we need to move on with this and get done with it. But the other thing I think it represents, a bigger issue, which is people's loss of faith and trust in the federal government. They have complete loss of faith or trust in the federal government. They saw what happened with Katrina. They see what happened with a number of things.
Right.
And actually, even some of the implementation of the health care, they've lost trust in. So Republicans represent a valid position. They're just going about
badly. Martin, have they lost faith in the Republicans and the Congress? Or have they lost faith in the president?
The president's job approval is as low as it's been in his whole presidency right now. They have the Republicans' job approval is at a dismal level in the course of the course of this. This is like a mud fight where the other side is saying, you're dirtier than I am, you're more muddier than I am.
I want to know more point is, why can't we get a continuing resolution passed when all of the Democrats and some Republicans want this to happen? Who's stopping it?
Well, who's stopping it is the Speaker of the House right now, Boehner.
He does have a majority, but he doesn't have the majority of his party.
Well, and the way, obviously, the House works is if you have a majority of the party, everybody stays in line, you're able to block whatever's happening in this. I think in the end, it's become about ego.
Here's what some callers had to say about the second week of the government shutdown.
Well, we all know this is Obama and the Democrats' plan. It has been since we lost all the money and all the failures of all the businesses and the stock market. This is the Democrats' plan to destroy America, and Obama just keeps trying to destroy it every day, just like Obamacare. I mean, you don't see any of these people crying that it's bad to enslave people under Obamacare. They just pay the government. But, they got to cry because they have to get voter ID. And I know Democrats are too stupid and lazy to get voter ID. Maybe us Republicans and conservatives and Tea Party will have to go get their voter ID for them and take it to their house and give it to them. But it's ridiculous.
I kind of believe that the Republicans have done us a service and a disservice at the same time. If you look at where the conversation started at first it started with the defunding of Obamacare, and now they've pretty much backed away from that, and now they're talking about other concessions that the Democrats and that they want from them so that the country doesn't go into default. Obamacare started out to be the problem, but now look at where they're going. Look at where, I think it's all kabuki theater. I think that the Democrats and the Republicans came up with this together because they've been talking about making all kinds of cuts to the deficit and what they want to cut. Now, the only thing that they really can get their hands on is entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So we need to look at the Republicans have done us a service by saying no to everything that President Obama and the Democrats have come up to. And also, it's a disservice because Democrats, by the Republicans saying no to everything, the Democrats are on the defensive and saying that you hate the president because he's black. You hate the president because he's a liberal, which he's not. If you look at President Obama's, what his agenda and everything that he's come about, all he's talked about is reducing the debt and taking away chain CPI and a lot of Republican ideas. The health care bill is basically a Republican idea. It came from the Heritage Foundation. We need to stop being so emotional about this and start looking at it from a very logical point of view.
I think that the president needs to stick to his guns. And Banner, I understand he is a Republican, but he needs to take and back off, and the president needs to get harder. And he's the president of the United States. He's run this country. And do like George Bush and the rest of them did. If I can't get what I want, y'all, I'm going to be through everything that y'all putting in front of me. He runs this country. He can take the step over Congress. He's trying to do it the right way. And it won't be accepted because he's showing the weak side of himself. Put his foot down and go ahead on and do what you have to do for your health care and everything else. And anything that the Republicans put in front of you, wait on and get through it. You're the president of the United States.
Up next on the countdown, we find out about the legalities of the shutdown, who's affected and how they're going to be affected legally. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the countdown, up next here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, the gentleman who's in charge of informing you as to scams to look out for. He's here as a regular part of the Weekend Countdown show. Steve has been a fixture at Talkers.com and on the Countdown for years and years and years. I'm trying to make him sound old because he's not as old as me. But at any rate, we've known each other. I don't even remember. We've had to have known each other for 20 years at least. I don't even remember where we met, how we met. It's just, you know, one of those things. You collide with people, and then you sort of stay close to people that you have affection for or feelings for, or you get something out of one way or the other. But anyway, it's always I always find it very important to talk to you because you're a smart guy, and you help people a lot through your legal auspices and work. So let's. The idea is to talk about the big news items, and pretty much this week, everything is all about the shutdown. Is all about, frankly, the legalities of whether people ought to get paid or not. And I know we touched on this a little bit last week with regard to who got paid and who didn't, or whether it was legal to pay people for work they didn't do. This week, there's a lot of controversy about many people who get government services, Steve, who are not being paid, yet there are people in government who aren't doing anything that are getting paid. So how does that work? And what are people, what's the recourse people have in order to get money that they've become dependent on? Maybe I guess the first thing is don't be dependent on the government, but a lot of people are at this point. So what do they do for satisfaction of anything?
Yeah, you know, it's really downright criminal. And as a matter of fact, Mark Twain once said that America has no native criminal class unless you consider Congress. And when you look at how they take care of their own needs, but particularly there are a lot of veteran services and widows and widowers of veterans who are not being paid certain benefits because of the shutdown. It's really outrageous. Unfortunately, there's no contract law per se. There is, as we sort of touched on last week, this particular writ that isn't used much, but it can be, called a writ of mandamus, requiring government officials to do what they are required to do as part of their job. And that is something that, that could be used. But let me give you an interesting aspect of the shutdown. Adobe, which makes the Adobe PDF Reader and Cold Fusion program used for websites, we found out recently got hacked as long as 5 months ago. 3 million people got their information stolen. But that's not the key thing. 11 different federal agencies, including the Department of Defense, use this for their websites. And their websites may be tainted right now with malware that is stealing information and providing access this to who knows around the world as far as hackers. And the people in the government who are in charge of fixing this, they are they're not working because of the shutdown. Mm-hmm. So these little kinds of things behind the scenes, which seem little, could be really big.
All right. So in terms of what there is that people ought to be looking at, the legalities of this sort of thing, other items of interest this week, there were 8 congressmen who were arrested for their part in an immigration reform demonstration on the National Mall. What kind of gingerly treatment do they get? Congressmen arrested, the Washington police know all of these guys, so whatever it is that they did, the immigration reform demonstration at the mall, I think they got arrested because the mall is supposed to be closed, right?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What happens to congressmen that get arrested, and how are they treated differently than ordinary citizens?
Well, they'll be treated quite differently from ordinary citizens. You know, the idea of civil disobedience is used by Mahatma Gandhi, and in this country, Martin Luther King has a long history. But I dare say that Dr. King was not treated the way these congresspeople were probably treated by the police. They were probably even warned ahead of time. They're going to get their special treatment. No, it's not correct, but it's unfortunately the way of the world.
All right, final question about the bill, the debt ceiling. Legal, how did that become legal? How is it legal to spend what we don't have? A lot of people ask that question.
You know, the thing is, Congress can almost do anything it wants. It's the golden rule. They have the gold. They make the rules. Technically, it's constitutional, regardless of how illogical it is.
Great. That's an... Thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out scamaside.com. And certainly there are a lot of scams now that people need to look out for. With the government shutdown, there will be all kinds of things you'll get across your email that'll say, we can save you. We can help you. We'll give you your money and you pay us back later. You know, all that kind of stuff. So don't get fooled by that. Scamaside.com. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us as usual on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.